This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for 15 mega development projects worth over 47,573 crore rupees in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. Mr. Modi also flagged off the Kanpur Metro's new corridor between Chuniganj and Nayaganj. These projects are aimed at boosting the region's infrastructure and connectivity. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted that it is a matter of pride for the entire Uttar Pradesh that it is playing a big role in self-reliance in the defense sector. He said the entire world witnessed the anger and pain of daughters in the form of Operation Sindoor, and that India completely destroyed several terror hubs in Pakistan.
पहलगाम के कायरना आतंकी हमले में हमारे कानपुर के बेटे शुभम द्विवेदी भी इस बर्बरता का शिकार हुए. बेटी ऐशन्या की वो पीड़ा, वो कष्ट और भीतर का आक्रोश हम सब महसूस कर सकते हैं. हमारी बहनों बेटियों का वही आक्रोश ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के रूप में पूरी दुनिया ने देखा है. हमने पाकिस्तान में आतंकियों के ठिकाने घर में घुसकर सैकड़ों मील अंदर जाकर तबाह कर दिए, और हमारी सेना ने ऐसा पराक्रम किया है कि पाकिस्तानी सेना को गिड़गिड़ाकर युद्ध रोकने की मांग करने पर मजबूर होना पड़ा.
The Prime Minister said the enemy, which was scrambling during Operation Sindoor, should not be under any illusion. Operation Sindoor is not over yet. The Prime Minister said Pakistan's state and non-state actors can no longer play the games and the enemy will be dealt with decisively. He said it was the valor and courage of armed forces that forced Pakistan to beg for a ceasefire.
भारत हर आतंकी हमले का करारा जवाब देगा. उसका समय, जवाब देने का तरीका और जवाब देने की शर्तें हमारी सेनाएं खुद तय करेगी. दूसरा, भारत अब एटम बम की गीदड़ बप्पी से नहीं डरेगा और न ही उसके आधार पर कोई फैसला लेगा. तीसरा, आतंक के आका और आतंकी सरपरस्त सरकार को भारत एक ही नजर से देखेगा. पाकिस्तान का स्टेट और नॉन स्टेट एक्टर ये अब खेल चलने वाला नहीं है.
Early in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 48,000 crore rupees in Rohtas district of Bihar. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the double engine government is continuously striving for the all-round development of Bihar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today visited Poonch town in Jammu and Kashmir to take a first-hand assessment of damages caused to the properties and religious places in the border town of Park shelling during Operation Sindoor. The Home Minister, accompanied by the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, senior officials and top security personnel, met the families affected by Park shelling at the Dak Bungalow and listened to the grievances and offered condolences. The Home Minister distributed financial assistance to the affected families and also distributed appointment letters among the next of kin of those killed in the shelling. In a landmark moment in the country's military history, the first ever batch of 17 women cadets along with over 300 male cadets were commissioned as officers into the Indian Armed Forces today. The Supreme Court today directed that the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test for Postgraduate NEET PG 2025, which is scheduled for June 15th, be conducted in a single shift rather than two shifts. A bench headed by Justice Vikram Nath instructed the authorities to arrange for the exam to be held in one shift and to ensure that full transparency is maintained throughout the process. In the IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on Mumbai Indians in the eliminator this evening in Chandigarh. The winner will advance to the second qualifier on June 1st, where they will take on Punjab Kings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.